why is this an exception to the usual rule that if the law that applies is the law in effect at the time the crime was committed?
There is a rule that says procedural rules generally are retroactive. In other words, there's certain rules of the game can be changed in terms of procedure and look backwards. So our position as a legal matter, it's kind of a maybe legal fine point, is yes, the law is a law and could apply to this pending case. It's just that we say the terms of it don't reach it.
The other question is this involves an investigation by the GAB. The GAB didn't exist at the time crime committed.
That is part of our argument, yes. That the legislature was really, in drafting this, was actually looking forward, not looking backwards, and that this case doesn't fall within that.
Because the GAB didn't exist?
In part for that reason, yes.
If the state did not prevail, what would be the likelihood that you or some other prosecutors in Dane County would be available to assist Waukesha County?
That'd be entirely up to D.A. Schimmel. That'd be his call into the law. I would certainly communicate with him and confer with him, but that would be his decision.
Have you talked to him at all about that?
We haven't talked in quite a while about this, and obviously we'll wait to see what the court's decision is, and then I'm sure we'd communicate after that.
Go ahead.
How difficult would it be to proceed with this case if it were to take place in Waukesha County?
Well, one of the reasons that I personally disfavor the change in the law is that really ordinarily for all crimes, it's in the county where it occurred. Usually that means the evidence is going to be there, the witnesses are going to be there, people with familiarity are close by. So, yes, it adds to the cost, it adds to the burden. Now, the legislature made a choice. They have an independent role in government to make those kind of choices. In this particular case, I just think it doesn't apply.
Do you have to sever the trial on him and Sherry Schultz?
Yes, that would be a consequence. She, being a Dane County resident, would continue to have her trial here in Dane County. And that was one of the arguments we made to the court, is the legislature didn't mean to create that kind of inefficiency.
If you prevailed and if you were nominated by the governor to the appellate court, who would mount this prosecution? How would it go forward?
We'd certainly address that within the DA's office. There are terrific lawyers there already. We've had help from the State Department of Justice, which has been great, and I hope we would have that too. I'm sure the case would just move forward fine.
This was a six-member panel in the courtroom today. If this is a tie, a 3-3 tie, what happens then?
The Court of Appeals is affirmed, and the case would remain in Dane County if it went 3-3.
Can you compare your experience? This has dragged out for quite a while. Can you compare any other experiences as a prosecutor to the length of time this has taken?
This is unusually long in every category. It really become more like a civil case. Sometimes civil litigation where companies are suing companies sort of thing will drag out this kind of time. It's extremely unusual for a criminal case.
Does the passage of time affect any future prosecution, create, you know, additional obstacles?
We acknowledge that that kind of thing can happen. We just do our jobs. None of the delay that's occurred to date has been the result of actions by the state. We work within a system. Everybody's doing their jobs.
If you have a ruling in your favor and it goes back to Dane County, realistically, how soon could you mount another trial?
Oh, well, there was a previous trial. There's a record from that. It would be up to Judge Flanagan to set a trial schedule like any other case and have presumably pretrial briefing and so on, but that would be up to really Judge Flanagan's calendar.
But you're ready to go?
We would become ready to go, yeah.
Realistically, how long would you expect? I mean, give us a time frame if you can. After this court's decision, would it be 6 months?
I really would hate to, because that'd be presumptuous of me, because it's Judge Flanagan's calendar. Great, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.